to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. My guest today, Judy Andreas. And we are posting on the website, Zionism is Nobody's Friend, a well-researched and written article by Judy Andreas. And by the way, that's the name of her site, Judy Andreas. That's ANDREAS.com. And if I've got to help you with Judy, you need a lot more help than what I can give you. At any rate, back to the phones here. Henry, thanks for holding. Henry in Connecticut.
Hello. Yeah, okay. Very important. John, I heard you say that you found out that the communist and socialist movement in this country was a Jewish conspiracy. Can you just name what books and resources where I could research this, where you actually had this, you know, where you found out about this?
Well,
because you know, I'm writing a book. That's why.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do is go to the forward, get into their archives. About 3 months ago, they were espousing the fact that socialism here in America had its Jewish roots. And there is a ton of information, and for the life of me, I wished I could help you a little bit more by rattling off names of books or essays that have been done on the subject, but just do a Google search on it. You will have more information. It'll keep you reading for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah, but okay, so you can't think of any books in particular.
Judy, can you help him out? Because
I really don't know if I can because I'm reading a book Under the Sign of the Scorpion and Yuri Lena. And it seems to be going a lot into the Bolshevik Revolution and things, and that might...
sounds like an astrology book, but that's what they named it.
There is also a book that
there's
was
a difference. Yeah.
Caller, there was also a book that was written by a friend of mine, Jack Otto, out of Michigan. World War III. He entitled the book, and he did 20 years of research on this, and he did an outstanding job. Of all the people that pretended to be other than Jewish that have gotten into society, positions of power, banking, industry, you name it. World War III by Jack Otto. If you do a Google
search. Jack Otto, O-T-T-O.
That's correct.
Like the German name Otto. Yeah,
there you
right.
go.
I'm familiar, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of things I want to mention, though. There is a book I saw in the... I'm not necessarily trying to promote them because they have different points of view and they sell different books, but some books they have, okay, I mean a few, that do have some value, even when it comes to ancient European history with pagan civilizations and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It was the National Vanguard, and again, I'm not promoting everything there, you know, all the stuff they're about, but sometimes
right.
you find even sources like that where they may have a few things like Clausewitz's book On War. That's
mm-hmm.
a classic book that
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of military people read. They did have a book by J.J. Goldenberg called Jewish Power in America. I've never read it, but it was written by somebody with a Jewish name.
Uh-huh.
So, and it was somebody else, too. But what I want to ask Judy is this. Is this stuff, what he's saying, and it, oh, let me hold on?
Please.
Okay, I certainly will.
Yeah, Henry, hang on a second. Richard, Ann, Jeff, Jerry, and others will get to all your calls with my guest today, Judy Andreas. Right after this short break. Well, it's not short. It's 3 minutes long. So if you got to go to the bathroom, do it now. Get right back to your radio because we'll be back in just 3 minutes.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you insure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
If Henry in Connecticut, I just Googled Jewish communist, and the first thing that popped up on the screen was Judaic communist, the documentary record. The notion that Zionist Jewish movement was anti-communist is a fallacy. And there is about, oh my goodness, Jewish communists, mass mind control, psychopolitics, Jewish communists, mass mind, same site, Jews and communism, Jewish communists, the documentary record. It goes on and on and on. So there's enough there to keep you reading, like I said, for the next 10 years.
Yeah, John, you and I were both busy Googling during the break.
Okay.
Okay, a few more things. Another thing I wanted to ask is this. You mentioned something just before I got on, before the guy with the water company called.
Yeah.
No, that's not funny. Actually, that goes on in New York City, too. Their religion or something, well, John said it. He said that they would encourage them only that they must marry within their own group,
right,
but they promote something of the opposite with everyone else.
Yeah, it's the basic
now, where did you
the basic theme is tolerance. The basic theme is acceptance of people that are different than yourself.
Right.
But when you go out and you marry into a certain set of circumstance or into another ideological or religious background individual, well then you're ostracized.
Right. Well, see, one of the things that disturbed me, and I think the listeners can call up about this, what I'm about to say is this. You keep hearing on the media talk about how Israel must exist. It's important that Israel exists. I hear this rabbi, it's not frequency, keeps talking about the survival of Israel, thinking even our own American people should, younger people my age or even much younger than me, like in their early 20s, should go fight, take on Iran to preserve Israel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest thing is that when it comes to America preserving its predominant European heritage as non-Jewish,
right,
or its culture or language in terms of English, then it's a different story.
Well,
like,
and
Israel
yeah.
must remain Jewish,
yeah.
but America and Australia and Canada and Northern and Central Europe, Southern Europe, Australia and New Zealand, they should be diverse.
Right.
And it's important to keep flooding. And the thing I want to ask you or you is
which,
that,
which, by the way, I wanted to bring this up, Henry,
okay.
somewhere
yeah,
in the
ahead.
Body of this program, is that I just heard this morning on the news, the diatribe and the propaganda keeps running that Lebanon, it's an inclusive state, or I should say exclusive state. It's not tolerant, on it goes. Lebanon is one of the few countries over there, aside from Iraq, that would tolerate Christians in their own midst.
And, oh, yeah, I've heard that.
You know,
yeah.
but if you try...
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I knew that about Iraq, but
yeah.
not Lebanon. Okay,
yeah,
that's true. Okay.
Same thing. But if you are a Christian and you espouse Christianity in Israel, you better have your bags packed because you're going to get exported. You're going to get thrown out of the country.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask this. You or Judy, since you're talking about this stuff, you sound like you really know what you're talking about. Have you found any, with any research you've done, either one of you, how this is tied into all this immigration insanity? You know, like with the, especially particularly predominantly white countries, I see that in America too.
Well, I tell you, I've come across things. First of all, I wanted to say I was only laughing. You said the guy with the water company, as if he had a water. You know, I mean that's.
Oh no! I know he's telling the truth there because to interject this quickly. I used to live in a place like New York City, one of the outer boroughs like Queens. That's a third world nation. But beside that point, most people pay water and sewer tax if they own a house, you know, like you do with your taxes.
Yeah.
New York City was the only place that had a separate water company called Jamaica Water. No longer exists anymore, but under Ed Koch and up to even Dinkins, up to maybe about Giuliani, near the end of Giuliani.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean to sound like I wasn't really laughing at
yeah.
the man.
Sorry,
I was
yeah,
laughing
I
at the way you had phrased it.
Yeah.
As far as this diversity, I have heard that it has been backed by certain Jewish members of places like the Ford Foundation. I'm not really sure if I'm...
That's what owned by the Ford family, though, right?
No,
the
it
Ford
is not.
Trust?
No, as a matter of fact, I made the call to Ford Motor Company, and I got one of their PR guys on the phone, and I asked him specifically about the Ford Foundation,
okay.
and they said, no, that is not funded by the Ford Motor Company.
Oh, right, but from what I understand from William Cooper, you remember him?
Yes.
He promoted a trust that he said even the Patriots should get into called a complex trust from a specific guy with Robert Swan, and it has a family trust, a foundation trust, a business trust, and some other trust in one. And he says that that's the exact same trust that Rockefeller and Ford and all of them have, and even a lot of these top politicians and governors have, where there's a foundation trust, there's a business trust. So let's say the business trust would be the Ford company,
mm-hmm.
but you would have the Ford Foundation, which is linked to the linked to this big trust. That's how Rockefeller runs his stuff, by the way. You know, the foundation does one thing, and then there's the family trust where the family members are really trustees, and they... The person who's a beneficiary could be, a baby, or even it could be an institution, but they're just the trustees, which it protects you from. But it's a specific complex trust, But and from what I understand, Ford is no different than Rockefeller and the rest of them with that. They have these trusts, and they may change the name though. They may not call it Family Foundation.
Yeah.
They may call it something else.
The only thing I can tell you on that issue is directly from the Ford Motor Company spokespeople that Ford Motor Company in no way is connected to the Ford Foundation.
They probably are not. But
well,
they're still
and,
both controlled by
yeah.
the family, though.
Well, and...
I mean, it could be.
It could be. I don't know that for a fact. But, my goodness, Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, Ford family, Henry Ford, anti-Semitic. I'm waiting for a Jewish group to start hopping all over the Detroit Lions now.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
True. Oh, yeah, that's true. Because, yeah. you know, Kessinger, you know, a publisher called Kessinger's Pub or Kessinger Publishing, they have the original, unexpurgated, unedited, uncut book. It's about $30 or so, but it's in paperback. But it's unchanged. It's the original version, you know, unchanged in any way, of The International Jew. I didn't buy it and read it, but they do sell that.
Mm-hmm.
Kessinger. Mm-hmm. Now, but getting back to this one with immigration, she says she found, some Jewish organizations that were backing behind that with America? Because I noticed that these secret societies, Masonry, Jesuits, all
yeah.
together,
even
in Europe they promoted, even though the younger and other different political parties in Europe are against it from the beginning.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're interesting. Go ahead. It's interesting to talk to both of you, but go ahead.
Obviously, there's a plan, obviously to some, to do away with the middle class.
Yes, absolutely. Labor has to do with it, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
And getting in cheap labor, and the corporations want cheap labor, and then we have the super highway plan that most people are, the sheeple, you know, having a clue that what's coming down the pike. As for the Jews not mixing, but telling everybody to mix, that would probably not apply much to the secular Jew, because most secular Jews that I know, either they're intermarried or their children are. And they don't, you know, they are kind of more into the living the diversity works kind of philosophy.
Yeah, right, but it seems to me to have this double standard. See, I'm really yeah. neutral.
Henry, I hate to cut you short, but
okay.
Two more sentences, you're going to have to have your own talk.
Yeah,
show.
Okay, and I have to go. Okay.
Okay.
But I just find that, you know, they do seem to promote that.
Yeah.
Only, and also with the Democratic Party, they're not the same as they were under Jack Kennedy.
No, absolutely not.
They
got a lot of commies and,
yeah.
and both parties.
Henry, do me a favor.
Okay.
Call me up later and
yeah,
I'll
we
give
have
you.
More time.
No, I'll, yeah, well, that too. But I'll give you the contact information. You can pick up the book, Jack Otto's book, World War III. I think that'll help you in writing your book. It'll give you a lot of resource information that you can go and check
right,
out for
when
yourself.
When should I call, though?
Don't call today. Call tomorrow morning or afternoon sometime.
All right, when you're on the air or off the air? Okay.
No, off the air.
Okay,
okay.
Off the air. Okay.
All right, Henry.
Listen, nice talking to you. Oh, hey. By the way, give out her website and any books and stuff she's promoting.
JudyAndreas.com. That's J-U-D-Y Andreas, A-N-D-R-E-A-S.com. She has a book out just recently. It is Judaism's, Through the Eyes of an Essayist, Judy Andreas.
And then you had some Zionist site called Jews Against Zionism or
yeah,
something?
Jews Against Zionism, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, let you go.
Can
let
I just, I just wanted to interject one thing.
Okay, go
that
ahead.
When my book is Judaism's, it's J-U-D-Y-I-S-M-S, so that people don't think it's about the religion. It's my isms, Judy isms.
Right.
So just wanted to clarify that.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's move on. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
I've just discovered, I might be the last person on earth to have discovered it, but all of the American college and high school curriculums have been altered. Our political science books, our history books, our geography books, our old maps have all been altered from generation to generation so that the aggressors are made to look like the victims and vice versa. I have noticed that if you find old books published prior to 1900, they will show the Sudetenland and East and West Prussia, and they will show that Poland didn't have a sea coast. And I saw one map that was dated 1715, and it clearly showed that the Sudetenland was not part of the Czech Republic, and Czechoslovakia was not a naturally joined country. And Danzig was simply not a Polish-speaking city, and all of that stuff. It really, when you look at it, Hitler was the appeaser. He was the appeaser because he gave West Prussia to Poland, just gave it to him and said, all I want in return is a road to East Prussia. And Poland wouldn't even give him a road.
Hang on a second. Richard, we got to take the break. Ann, Jeff, Jerry, Franklin, Bob, and others. Everybody hang on. We'll get to you all.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
We are back with Judy Andreas. Let's go back to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're getting to your point there.
Yeah. Our children are reading books with false history, false
right.
maps, and their minds are being... If you can control, if you can change history retroactively, if you can own all the old bookstores, buy up all the used books and shred them and replace them with new books... You can change history to make the aggressor look like the victim. You can make the winner look seem to always be virtuous and the victim of aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can twist everything around backwards if you control the publishing of history books, maps, geography books. People can't know true history.
That's true. And a little tongue-in-cheek joke here, I'm sure it's the Jesuits that have been rewriting history.
No.
I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
Afraid that most of the owners of the bookstores and the publishers of school history books I'm afraid, are they sort of have Jewish names.
Right.
I don't think they're Jews, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they're Jews. I think they just have Jewish names, and they have Jewish names because they want the government to rescue them. So anytime anybody criticizes them for publishing anything as false, they'll say, oh, you're just on us because we're Jewish.
Well, and here's a revelation to a lot of people out there. We all remember Dick Nixon. Well, he made some inflammatory remarks. One of the things that he said the only two non-Jews in the communist conspiracy were Chambers and Hiss, referring to Alger Hiss. Every other one was a Jew and raised hell with us. Now, that statement was made by Richard Nixon in 1971, as recorded in the White House on tape and released by the National Archives in 1999. And he goes on, the statement of the researcher Michael Mills, an official of the government of Australia in Canberra, and this was on March 10th of 2000, he said, it is legitimate to adopt a critical attitude toward a relatively large number of Jews who, particularly in the first decade of the Bolshevik Revolution, collaborated with the Soviet government in the persecution of other peoples. You know, and let me read one more while I'm here. This dates back to 1920, just about the time that Zionism really got ahead of steam here in America. This was written by a British writer in Illustrated Sunday Herald on February 8, 1920. He said, there's no need to exaggerate the part played in the creation of Bolshevism and in the actual bringing about of the Russian Revolution by these international and, for the most part, he's saying here, I can't say the word, but atheist Jews. So, you know, we see this time and time and time again, and people will just, you know, anytime we talk about such issues such as this, of the roots of communism or socialism or anything else, we're just anti-Semitic. We talk about Jews of stature that are running the international banking industry, the ones that was started by the international. Yeah, but we're all anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitism was a very clever, diabolically clever way of closing down any discussion.
Absolutely.
So there's no further investigation, whether it's the Holocaust. And again, I don't believe in killing anybody, but still I don't believe in throwing people in jail who have questions. So I also
revile the fact that we have people that are trying to pass hate crime laws in this country, that it's being drafted by people like Abe Foxman of the ADL, that free speech is one of the cornerstones of a free society.
Indeed. I wrote one of my essays is called Freedom of Speech, Rest in Peace, because I really feel at this point you say something and it's going to get worse, I fear. You know, if you say something against this administration, against Israel, a criticism of Jewish people, our conversations now, are we going to be hauled away because, you know, as Bush would say, you're not with us, you're with the terrorists? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely frightening. What this gentleman is talking about, I don't know all the details, but I definitely can see, I taught in schools, and then I was a caseworker also and went in. Not all that long ago, and went in and I saw the drugging of the youth, lines of kids on Ritalin and teenagers on Prozac, and just a general dumbing down, a whole simplification of the curriculum, more special ed classes than ever. It's a false history. It really is. And there's, of course, the destruction of the family, the whole things that have gone on, it's really just, it's changed. There's an agenda behind this whole thing. It's just not happening.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, thanks, Richard. I appreciate your call. By the way, I was reading more and keeping in mind the gentleman that's writing a book in Connecticut, Winston Churchill, would later sell his soul for considerably more than 30 pieces of silver. His analysis of the authentic nature of Soviet communism remains to this day. He said, in the Soviet institutions, of the predominance of Jews is even more astonishing. And the prominent, if not indeed the principal part of the system of terrorism applied by the extraordinary commissions for combating counter-revolution has been taken by Jews and in some notable cases by Jewesses. And there's a lot of quotes there, but you got to understand that world communism is Russia. It is the overthrowing of the czars in Russia. And I've always said this, if we didn't have Russia, we wouldn't have had communist China.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Chaim Bermanent, his name is B-E-R-M-A-N-T, Bermant, I guess, writing in the Jewish Chronicle of August 30th, 1991, says it was communism which toppled the hated czars, communism which removed Jewish disabilities and proscribed anti-Semitism, and communism which, in its early days at least, opened the doors to Jewish advancement. Lenin, whose maternal grandfather, Israel Blank, was Judaic, said that Judaics made the best revolutionaries. And quoting him, he said, Lenin said this, he said, a clever Russian is almost always a Jew or has Jewish blood in him. And the book written by Dmitry Volganov, Lenin, a new biography, Lenin was both clever and a revolutionary, he surely was referring to himself. Researcher Wayne McGuire of Harvard University writes, Lenin was a Jew by the standards of Israel's law of return. He possessed a Jewish grandparent. It would seem that not only was Lenin a Jew, but that he was Jewish, racist, and a chauvinist, although he kept his ideas on this volatile subject far in the background, probably because they were in radical conflict with the supposed universalism of Marxism. Lenin was a Jewish racist who deliberately gave Jews especially the most intellectually demanding task. He admitted that 50% of the communist terrorist vanguard in the south and west of Russia was comprised of Jews. Lenin declared, we are exterminating the bourgeois as a class. By the way, bourgeois is a code word for Gentile. His partner in crime, a guy by the name of Zinoviev, stated the interest of the revolution require that the physical annihilation of the bourgeois class. Who were these bourgeois? Certainly not Jews. Trotsky gave a clue to their identity in a 1937 interview in the New York Jewish newspaper. It used to be called the Daily Forward. Now it's just called the Forward. Quote, the longer the rotten bourgeois society lives, the more and more barbaric will anti-Semitism become everywhere. And Judy, you know, you can read this stuff and people will say, well, what's the root of communism? Well, the root of communism happened during the Russian Revolution. And as you see this take place, there was only one guy that I think had his thinking cap on straight, and that was General George Patton. After he became familiar with the Russians, even though that we were wrapping our arms around the communism to defeat the evil Adolf Hitler, he said, wait a minute here, we're making a major mistake. After we use them for what we can use them for, we should send our forces into Russia to kill the communists.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have done that, there would have been no Russian revolution, per se, sticking around to foster this communism. There certainly would have not have been communism, which, by and large, pretty much mirrors, they go about it in a different way, but we would not have had communist China. I mean, here's a country with how many billions of communists over there? The whole communism concept, when you take a look at how the communists in Russia decided to destroy America, it was not on a battlefront. It was not exchanging gunfire. What they vowed to do was to destroy this country from within.
Excuse me, wasn't this, though, when you get back down to, if you want to call them the New World Order, the Illuminati, or whoever, the International Bank, whoever's running the show, and not the Vatican.
I was just going to say Jesuit. Yeah.
But, the whole thing has always been to fund both sides, to create warring peoples or warring philosophies.
Glad you said that, because that was my next point I was going to bring up. You're exactly right. How do you create opposition? What's the best way to do it? Just follow what the bankers do and what they've done for a long time now.
My father was Russian, and his family came over here to get away from the pogrom, and his brother had been shot at. So he thought that he was just coming to a heaven on earth, and he thought that he was in an anti-Semitic situation in Russia. So, I mean, you know, there's a tremendous ignorance, and of course when you start talking about, well, they're playing both sides of the street, mm-hmm. then people say, oh, what are you, a conspiracy theorist or something, you know, and you get, like, labeled. But if you look at even the writings of Albert Pike, who he was in the 1850s through the 1890s or something, mm-hmm. and he talked about the blueprint for three world wars, two with Germany, and the third would be fought between Islam and the Zionists in the Middle East. And this, he wasn't a prophet. This was just something that's been in the works for a really long time.
Yeah. And people will discount that. And when you bring it up and you talk about that, well, then you've got to be some kind of idiot. You've got to be some kind of idiot savant, or you've got to be anti-Semitic, or you're just not right. You're kind of crazy. History and people that lived history, I have a tendency to take their quotes in context, not out of context, in context, because these are the people that were living through these times that we talk about. And forget history. I guess this is the Orwellian memory flush, that we're supposed to forget all that came to pass before us. and today is a new day. So we rewrite the books, as the gentleman, I think, from Louisiana said. Mm-hmm. We just rewrite the history, and then we go from there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. Let me tell you something, folks. The victors who write history books, it's not the people that came against them. It could be the bearers of truth. It's whoever wins. Those are the people that write history. And I would ask you a question. Who is winning in America today? Is it the conservative person out there? Is it the one of Christian faith out there? Is it one that understands how our country is supposed to be run under the Constitution, which by and large is not an absolute perfect document? It could be improved, that's for sure. But take a look at what I said earlier. What is the best way to undermine a country? How do you start these sorts of things? And as you said, Judy, you can fund both sides. I never saw a banker yet, whether it be in World War I or World War II, that didn't fund both sides because they don't care, winners or losers. They've already made their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, this is deeper. And the problem that you start to get into when you start pointing in certain directions, that's when people get all befuddled and, you know, they get beside themselves saying that, oh, my goodness, well, you know. Look, the search of the truth, I don't care where it takes us, down what path. It has to be brought out and talked about.
Yeah. Somebody I heard recently interviewed was saying that, first of all, when we start in, the people who are like all Jews are, or, you know, I mean, the people right. that start taking sides or all Arabs are, they're playing right into the hand of these people who are manipulating us, because that's exactly what they want to happen.
Yeah.
We all have to be looking in the same direction. We are being manipulated. The end is not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be that there are certain people, or maybe some Jewish people feel, oh, well, you know, I'm going to be saved. They're wrong. They're not going to be wrong. You mentioned William Cooper before. He talked about depopulation. Henry Kissinger just talked about it. Prince Charles, Ted Turner. I'm sure a lot more people than I can rattle off the top of my head have talked about it. I'm a useless theater in their eyes. I'm not going any, no matter whether I converted to Christianity or I stayed Jewish. I'm not a favorite daughter.
It doesn't sound like it. Anne in New Mexico. Hello, Anne. If I can get my board operator here to get off the phone. Hey, board operator. New caller. Anne in New Mexico. Hello, Anne. Hi, Ann. Go ahead. You're on
yeah,
your
way. Yeah, hi. Yahweh bless you. you're both right. And I call it the grand masquerade. These people who say they are fill-in-the-blank and are not, see Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, are posers. And their agenda is to destroy everything and poison everything. And to cut down on the population, like you say, Judy. And they use ploys, just like you said, this anti-Semitic ploy effectively shuts down the conversation. John brought that up the other day, and I said, John, you're brilliant. What you can do is to reopen the conversation and say, I am not anti-Semitic, just like John said to me. I am anti-Zionist, or whatever you're discussing. Let's focus on the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but they want to, you know, poor me, you know, and guilty you, you know. So, like you say, it's brilliant the way
And you're right. And until such time that you accept whatever is coming out of the Judeo-Christian link that we have in this country through these TV evangelisms or whatever else, until such time that we can separate those two issues, if we can do that and do that successfully, there goes their ball game.
John, I got Jack's number.
Ah, go ahead.
For the listener, 1-313-582-2481. It's 313-582-2481. It's Jack B. Otto's book, and it's excellent. World War III. I just finished reading it about a week ago. And, you know, my question to John was, how do you distinguish? And the answer is by their fruit.
Right.
If they're Torah observant, they wouldn't think of overturning the Tsar. They wouldn't think about dropping bombs loaded with DU in a village
sure.
in Lebanon.
Sure.
They just wouldn't do it. So those people that are doing those things are not Torah observant.
No, they're not.
They're somebody else.
And
no, they were supposed to live peacefully in whatever country they
yeah.
were in.
Well, carry on. Yahweh bless you again.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'd had conversations with the Rabbi Weiss on this particular subject, and I told him, I said, look, I said, if this is not done and done correctly and quickly, people will, and as we talked about earlier, Judy, lumping all Jews, okay, which is a cardinal sin, if I can use that term. But the only way to ostracize this Zionism that has taken hold here in America is to make that distinction. And the people of the New Tricardi, and I know I'm not saying that word right. If I was Hebrew, I could probably say it better. But this is their whole shtick. They're saying that, look, we understand the Torah religion. We understand and we practice this to the T. This is passed on from son to father, from father to daughter. They have this thing down pat. And when you have groups like this that are legitimate Jews, and the rabbi told me, he said, look, he says, he told me himself, he said, we're not into social reengineering. We like the fact that we have freedom and liberty, that we can conduct business, we can do all of these things in this country. We are simply being hosted by this country, and we would never, ever, under any circumstances, do anything to injure or bring harm to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear this, I think about all the other people that immigrated to this country, that came to this country for the freedom to practice their religion, not to take over, okay, not to cast doubts on Christianity or not get in there and you know, mess the thing up. No, they are satisfied to enjoy the benefits of every other American in this country. And when I hear stuff like this, and I see these people, I'm going to meet him eyeball to eyeball September 1. He and I are going to sit down and have another conversation, and I'm going to do everything that I can to promote this guy and his organization, because this is what has to be done. The Jews themselves need to clean their own house. This cannot come from the outside. This has got to come from them. They've been doing an outstanding job for many years, and they deserve the recognition for their works.
You know, also, I was talking to you earlier, John, about when I wrote this Zionism as nobody's friend, I'm considered, in some people's eyes, as worse than a non-Jew, even though whatever I am at this point, because I'm a convert, you know, whatever. And I was getting calls in the middle of the night, and I was getting threatening calls. I even involved the police. And a police officer that I happen to know that I've worked with when I was in social services, he was kind of giving me the message like, lots of luck. You know, you're up against a very powerful organization.
So a normal beat cop knows this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Warning the person that's making the complaint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I am.
Yeah.
5'2". You know, I've known that. This guy is like implying, and I don't know if he was just trying to terrorize me, but he was succeeding. You know, that almost like the Russian mafia is coming to my home, and all my neighbors are going to find out about my belief system, whatever it is. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is your caller, Richard, I think it was, who was talking about the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked earlier about the Holocaust. Now, the Holocaust must have been written into the curriculum ad nauseum, because nobody goes through school without reading the Diary of Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
There's
which, by the way, has been proven to be what? False?
Yes, so they had no ballpoint pens, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And or Night by Elie Wiesel, which, again, there's a lot of strange things about that book. There's Holocaust Remembrance Days all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
There's more Holocaust remembrance than there is, if you want to talk about, you know, the indigenous people in this country, or slavery, or maybe the Holocaust that occurred in Russia.
I'm glad you brought that up. How many millions were killed in Russia?
What was it, like 50 million?
Yeah, pretty close to 60 million, I do believe.
Yeah. And you never hear about that. You know, you hear that Hitler has become the template for evilness. And so it's so selective. And then all the time, I wrote an essay called The Holy Babel, which was not about the Bible necessarily. It was about the pastor. But when I went to this church, and I was curious, I hadn't been there in a long time, and the first thing I was greeted with was an Israeli flag on the stage. And then the pastor just went on to, he was demolishing this whole symposium, this 9/11 truth symposium that had been shown on CNN. And I walked out. I maybe should have.
You mean C-SPAN?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
C-SPAN. Whoa, that was a terrible slip. And it's like saying Fox. And I just walked out because if I had opened my mouth, I just probably would have been looked at as whatever, you know, some sort of a name that they would have labeled me. And because these churches are somehow indebted to AIPAC, or they get their funding from I don't know where, but they can't be impartial. And it was just such a depressing experience to hear this kind of stuff coming from the pulpit.
I just pulled this off the web today. U.S. extends credit line to Israel. Bush administration agrees to extend by a three-year loan guarantees for Israel. Loans? Given to Israel in 2003, Israel has used $4.9 billion of the total of $9 billion. But this is done time and time and time again, every year, minimally. And then we're just talking about cash payments to Israel. Totals over $3 billion. How many of those $3 billion, not only with the technology contracts given to Israel, folks, your phone bill, by the way, all the databases are in Israel. So, but at any rate, how many billions of dollars have been used by the Israelis to kill Palestinians and now Lebanese? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Why does the United States, why do they consider Israel to be a strategic partner in the Middle East? What does Israel have? Do they have any oil? No. Do they have any natural resources? None to speak of. So why do we need a strategic partner that doesn't have anything to bring to the table except the idea of the roadmap to peace, which seems to be ticking off a lot of Muslims, which outnumber them a zillion to one in the Middle East? And I will say this about Israel. We'll get back to your calls here. I will say this about Israel. You keep calling for everybody to leave Europe, to leave everywhere on planet Earth, to become a citizen of Israel. What happens if the entire Middle East, all the Muslim countries over there, ask all the Muslims to come back to their homeland in the Middle East? And now that we have all these people that, well, really don't like Israel that much, I would be very, very careful if I were you, dear Israel, not to invite what you people are saying that you're trying to prevent.
Although how many of the leaders of these Muslim countries have been bought and sold?
Exactly. There you go. But if you take a look at the population, by and large, they know who their enemies are in the Middle East right now, but they will be the first ones to say that we want Israel to do one thing and one thing only. Get back within your own borders. Let's establish some peace. Let's really talk. Sit down. You know, we can enter into business contracts and relationships, and we can, if you'll only play fair. But they will tell you time and time and time again that there are one people, the one side of this equation that's not playing fair and never has, and that has been Israel.
And it's already broken the ceasefire.
But when they were pulling out, they just had to destroy some Hezbollah installations. Now, come on, Judy. I'm so beclept. Come on.
I was like, what took them so long to break the ceasefire?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. I thought, you know what? These people are not going to go on the other side of the border without some incidents.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you know, I'm with you. Why did it take them so long? But there it was. Jeff in Vermont, you're up next, Jeff. Hello. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John. Hey, Judy. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Wonderful conversation tonight. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
My question is that, you know, I'm kind of follow Ahmadinejad. I think he's a good guy for Iran. I don't agree with a lot of the Muslims think, but I was just concerned of all the media and my friends. They just think all the Muslims are just a bunch of terrorists, hoodlums, you know.
And where, Jeff, let me ask you the basic fundamental question here. How did they arrive at that conclusion? Where did they get their? I was just going to say, where did they get their information? And it's just not Fox News. They're the most egregious, but they've all played a part in this. All of them.
Oh, definitely. It's just it's not. I mean, I know we're dealing with the Zionist movement. They're well funded. They're highly educated. All the universities and schools up here, even all are primarily Jewish. And you know, I work construction and stuff. I don't know any Jewish people that work construction or anything like that. They hold more prominent positions. They go to school. They get educated. They learn, and they get in a position where, I don't know if they can manipulate people or they can pass an agenda. And for a good example, we have a Jewish man who's our House representative, and he's Bernie Sanders. He's a socialist. I don't know why people elect him in there, but he's opposed every single war, Iraq, Afghanistan, every single war, as I can remember. You know, he's a baby boomer, but he supports the war in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to come to find out, we did a little research on his because he's going up for election. Actually, he's running for Senate, and he received like $140,000 from AIPAC.
Ah, so the magic lobby.
And you know, one of our associates that I hang out with, questioned him on the radio about it, and he said, well, they're a major contributor to a lot of people in Congress, and it's not a big deal, but, you know, obviously if you're in the loop, you know that's a big deal.
Well, and there is there's a lot of dirt flying right now because the AIPAC perceives their bank of merry little men as being threatened here. And one case in particular, Mr. Lieberman is not, evidently he's not going to make it on the platform, so he's got to go independent. And they're saying right now that Mr. Lieberman will take back his Senate seat by going independent. They're deathly afraid that AIPAC and all the groups, all these high dollar lobbyist groups, are going to start losing their grip on the politicians in Washington D.C. They're frantic right now.
I hope they do.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, from your mouth to God's ears.
There you go.
Just another point is that we, you know, we're constitutional people up here. In Article 1, Section 10, it's kind of like the original 13th Amendment. It says you should not receive any emolument from any foreign power. Let me get this. The American Israeli Political Action Committee is not a foreign power.
It is. Well, if you count the number of Project for a New American Century, if you count the number of people that are in Congress and the Senate right now, I would say that it's being dominated. It's a Jewish dominant lobby up there. I mean, this is what they're panicking about.
And we're thinking about, you know, going to the second district court. Well, we're going to try in Vermont with the federal courts. Is, you know, we're going to try to do something against Bernie Sanders by receiving money from AIPAC, but. You know, we're just going to try to do something, you know, just to get attention to it, or, you know, tell these people that, you know, that you shouldn't be given bribing our politicians in America. This is just isn't right. You know, it's not fair that you support Israel over any other Muslim country. That's not how America was founded.
And
you know?
We said at the top of this program, check out who the leaders of Israel have been since 1948, and you will arrive at a classic definition of terrorism. So in actuality, it's the United States government that is supporting a true terrorist country. So, you know, them's are the facts, and they are undisputed.
I've spoken out on local radio, and because somebody was talking about poor little Israel, and I said, you know, I'm going to bring back the fairness doctrine, and I want the other side to be heard. And I just started in talking about Israel, and but in a nice way. But afterwards, the next caller, he sounded heartbroken, and again, he started saying that woman is an anti-Semite. I don't believe she was born Jewish.
Well. Another day, Judy Andreas. We'll continue the conversation. Again, the website, judyandreas.com. The book, Judaisms, and that's Judyisms, Through the Eyes of an Essayist, Judy Andreas. Thank you, Judy. I appreciate your time.
And thank you, John. It was my pleasure.
All right. We'll do it again real soon. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. I don't even know who my guest is tomorrow, but I know I have one scheduled. And we'll see you back here tomorrow with that person on the other end of the line. With the National Intel Report, I'm John Stattmiller. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.